Last week, the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission approved final maps for legislative and congressional districts that'll shape the political makeup of the state for the next decade. The vote on the congressional map was unanimous, but discussions on the legislative one started to get ugly before the chair sided with the two Republican commissioners in a split 3-2 vote. Democrats are not too happy with the final lines, but that doesn't necessarily tell the full story of the commission. Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror has been covering redistricting from the beginning. He's here to walk me through what comes next and all the drama that unfolded last week. Hey there, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
Going all right. So the congressional map, as I mentioned, was unanimous. Was there ever any chance the vote on the legislative map would also be 5-0?
I mean, there was. It just kind of depends on who was willing to do what. I mean, what happened with the congressional map is on the second to last day, you had Shireen Lerner, who was one of the Democratic commissioners, the one who largely took the lead on everything for the Democratic side, who put her foot down at the beginning of the day and said, I will not vote for this map without changes to these two districts, really focusing on one district in Tucson, the new 6th district. And throughout the day, it was just a very long, drawn-out process of proposing where to split the line in Tucson between two districts. And at the end of the day, the two Republicans were willing to kind of make some concessions there. The lines moved a little bit. Some Democratic areas got moved into the 6th district, which got slightly more favorable for Democrats, and that became a unanimous vote. Commissioner Lerner tried the same thing the next day on the final day on the legislative districts, really focusing on one competitive district in North Phoenix that over the preceding couple of days had gotten less competitive and more favorable for the Republicans. She again kind of drew that line in the sand, and it did not work out as well for that time. And that ended up being a 3-2 vote. Had the Republicans and the independent chair been willing to accept some of those changes, they weren't really getting anything in return for it, so they were not keen on doing that. Had that happened, we might have seen a 5-0 vote there as well, but that didn't end up coming to pass.
So what does the breakdown look like? And of course, you know, you have to look for candidates and what kind of year it is in terms of elections and waves and all that kind of thing. But generically, what do the state's 30 legislative districts look like in terms of how many Republicans and how many Democrats we might be seeing in the legislature next year?
Well, the 30,000-foot view is you've got 13 in district of the 30 districts, you have 13 that would generally be considered safe Republican, 12 that would be considered safe Democrat, and 6 that would be considered competitive based on the metric that the Redistricting Commission uses, which is kind of a conglomeration of results from 9 statewide races in 2016, 2018, and 2020 that were used to kind of determine the district's partisan lean, and they, based on a percentage point of the cumulative results, along with kind of a breakdown of how many of those 9 races went Republican versus Democrat over that 4-year span. So that's a 6 competitive district. So in the right year, obviously not 2022, which is looking to be a very strong year for the Republicans, but in a better year for the Democrats, there is at least a theoretical chance looking at this map that they would be able to take control of one or both chambers, which obviously something that has not really happened since the 1960s.
Right. Let me ask you about a comment that Shireen Lerner, you mentioned her a bit earlier. In terms of discussion about lines in a northern Arizona district, basically suggesting that maybe one of the lines was changed to benefit a particular incumbent. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the biggest issue we thought going into the last day was this division between two northern Arizona districts. One of them would be the new 6th district, which is the predominantly Native American district, very Democratic. The other is 7th district, very rural Republican. The Navajo Nation and other northern tribes did not want Flagstaff to be in their district. They were worried about in Democratic primaries, Native American voters being outvoted by white Democrats, and Flagstaff ended up with white lawmakers. We saw that happen in that kind of the 2002 to 2010 maps. But moving all of Flagstaff out would have required moving heavily Republican areas in the White Mountains into the Native American district. So there's this kind of drawn out discussion over where to draw that line in Flagstaff. And they finally kind of reached an agreement, a kind of a compromise that had been crafted by David Meal, one of the two Republican commissioners. And they agreed to everything. The tribes signed off. And then they took a break, and then they came back, and Commissioner Meal said, oh, one more change I want to make real quick. And it took a kind of a slice of southern part of Flagstaff and moved it from District 6, the Democratic Native American district, into the Republican District 7. Well, it turns out lo and behold, there is a one Republican incumbent who lives in there, State Senator Wendy Rogers. And Shireen Lerner, late, once she realized she wasn't going to get the changes she wanted in District 2 in the Phoenix area, came out and accused her colleagues of intentionally making moves to benefit incumbents. That is that would be against the Arizona Constitution. They are not permitted to take the residences of incumbent lawmakers into account. Commissioner Lerner told me after the meeting that Commissioner Meals told her during the break, hey, I need to make this one change. A friend asked me to make this change, and she made a joke, something like, you know, is it for an incumbent? Wait, don't tell me. And he said, oh, okay, well, then I won't tell you. And then he went back and made the change. And then from people contacting her from the outside, presumably other Democrats, learned that Senator Rogers, or at least, I don't know if she knew who, but she knew, learned that an incumbent lived there. So made that accusation. And Commissioner Meal would not comment after the meeting on whether he knew an incumbent lived there or whether he made that change at the request of someone from the outside.
Hmm. So, Jeremy, I'm going to have to ask you a yes or no question here because we're just about out of time. Lawsuits coming as a result of these maps?
No, there's always going to be lawsuits coming. Will they be successful? That I don't really see any grounds right now for a successful lawsuit. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm sure there will be lawsuits. I'm almost certainly from the Democratic side.
All right. That is Jeremy Duda with the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, thank you.
Thanks for having me.